In this year's midterm elections, control of the House of Representatives could depend on which party did better in the redistricting process. Redistricting happens every 10 years with the new census. Pennsylvania loses two congressional seats this year. Republicans control the state house, so they redrew districts to maximize their advantage. As a result, two incumbent Democrats, who for years have worked together, are now forced to run against each other in tomorrow's primary. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
On most issues, Frank Mascara and John Murtha are a lot alike, but in terms of style, the two Democrats couldn't be more different. Murtha was first elected in 1974 in the middle of the Watergate scandal. A tall, sometimes gruff ex-Marine, the 69-year-old Murtha has been the consummate insider. He is second in seniority among Democrats on the Appropriations Committee, a platform he's used to benefit his two favorite causes, a strong military, and his district. On a good day, the two causes are intertwined.
Fayette County is a very small county, but we have a very big congressman in Washington, D.C. Let's have a good round of applause for Congressman John Murtha.
At the Penn State University Fayette campus, north of Uniontown, Murtha recently took part in a groundbreaking for Advanced Acoustic Concepts, which helps make torpedo decoy devices for the Navy. Murtha has helped steer more than $12 million in defense contracts to the firm, one of the many in the district to benefit from the congressman's clout.
In the last few years, we've created 35,000 jobs and 1,000 jobs just this year alone. Now, most of them have come from this kind of operation. We're talking about starting out with four or five people and ending up with hundreds of people.
Murtha's campaign calls him the congressman who delivers. Local politicians are eager to share in the bounty. State Representative Jim Shaner was one of many who took turns heaping praise on Murtha.
If this guy ever grows a beard, I'm going to call him Santa Claus, because every time I see him come here, I think it's Christmas. Thank you.
Murtha estimates he's pumped some $2 billion into southwestern Pennsylvania in his nearly three decades in Congress. He welcomes the comparison with Senator Robert Byrd, whom critics have labeled the king of pork, for his funneling of federal dollars into nearby West Virginia.
In an area where we lost the steel industry, where we lost the coal industry, our obligation is to try to get as much federal dollars, if it's legitimate, in our district. It's research on breast cancer in Wimber. Airport expansion. It's all the things that tend in the long run to help economic development long term.
Frank Mascara says he's brought jobs to the region as well. A member of the House Transportation Committee, he's worked to funnel highway funds to his district. Like Murtha, the 72-year-old Mascara is socially conservative, pro-gun and pro-life, as Mascara puts it. Both are reliably pro-labor, reflecting the sentiment in the former steel towns that dot the region. Polls show Mascara to be the underdog in this race. Murtha has raised about three times as much money. Mascara has tried to turn that edge to his advantage.
He has raised a lot of money, well over $1 million, and most of it came from corporate America, and most of the jobs that he has created went to other parts of this nation, not to the 12th Congressional District, not to Johnstown.
Mascara freely admits he doesn't run with the big dogs in the barnyard, as he puts it, and he has relentlessly attacked Murtha's insider status, as in this radio ad.
Such the insider that he had season tickets to the Redskins, not the Steelers, and received 82% of his campaign contributions from outside Pennsylvania. And this is supposed to be a seat to represent southwestern Pennsylvania? Hey, Jack, this is our seat. Let us take it back.
In Johnstown, Murtha's hometown and the largest in the district, the uphill climb facing Mascara is clear. There is nary a sign bearing his name along the highway into town. He finds some sympathetic faces at a shopping mall food court, retired men who say Murtha has not done enough. Mascara agrees.
We have the highest unemployment in the state
right here.
I told the newspaper, John's been there 28 years. Give me a chance now to show what I can do. I'm going to open up an economic development office in downtown. I'm going to hire the best person I can find, and we're going to start creating jobs, real jobs.
The new district is fairly evenly divided between Murtha and Mascara's old constituents, with about 12% new to each. Both sides agree the winner tomorrow will be decided by who gets their supporters out. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Johnstown, Pennsylvania.